Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Thomas Rashad Easley grew up in an apartment in an urban neighborhood in Birmingham, Alabama. But he learned to love nature, in part because his grandparents cultivated a lush garden amid the concrete and blacktop. He was also an Eagle Scout, and scouting got him out of the city and into the woods, where he loved spending time at Tannehill State Park.
Yes, we would go camping. We would go. I'm glad that we did it, because at first I didn't want to do it. And then when we got out there, it was so much fun, you know, me and the guys, you know. And the other good thing about our scout troop is we were a diverse scout troop. So we had black, white, as well as brown young men in our troop. So it was almost like a social experiment, Troop 49 in Birmingham, Alabama.
Easley went on to earn a master's degree in forest genetics from Iowa State University and eventually a doctorate from North Carolina State University. He is now an assistant dean at the Yale University School of Forestry and Environmental Science. But in his work with environmental groups, he noticed that they were not like Troop 49 in Birmingham. They were almost entirely white, with very few African Americans like him, or Latinos, or other minorities. And this ethnic narrowness caused a problematic narrowness of focus, both in terms of audience and subject matter.
It's almost like saying having first world or rich people problems, I think, as far as the topics. You know, one group wants to talk about fish. And the people may be, yes, you know, fishing is an issue, but then drinking water is something that the people here are going to be concerned about.
To help bridge that gap and reach out to more people of color, Easley advocates for a revolution in how environmentalists communicate. He is a contributor to a new book titled A Better Planet, 40 Big Ideas for a Sustainable Future. Easley's chapter is titled Hip Hop Sustainability. In the classroom, in community meetings, and in music clubs, Rashad Easley is a pioneer of forestry hip-hop. It's the translation of the tree-hugger ethic into a form of music aimed at reaching more urban audiences.
I took a different pathway and not a pipeline. Became a disciple of a discipline that's unheard by. Blessed Latinos, indigenous populations, ancestry starts before land's domination, before emancipation, before cutting down trees, for PTSD when blue and red lights behind me. For a life of so hard, I want to do a something. From concrete to floodplains, you can see our bloodstains.
The floodplains he talks about are the low-lying areas in New Orleans and many other cities around the world, where minorities often suffer the worst damage and displacement from sea level rise caused by climate change. The bloodstains in his lyrics reflect the death and destruction that indigenous people have suffered from European-style exploitation of the natural world and native people.
My ancestors are my ghost riders. I feel like my lyrics are actual messages, almost like sermons.
Easley does not pretend that rap is the sole avenue through which environmentalists should expand their message. His point is that a radical opening of the mind and methods are required, whether it involves online videos, movies, music, dance, or demonstrations in the street. Everyone should be worried about a world that's on fire, and everyone should be invited into the meeting of the minds about what to do about it. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.